Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of the steps to take when going through sin's consequences, we were taught that there are conditions that we must meet in order to receive the promises of God. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom continues with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Have you ever heard someone say, "Well, the preacher shouldn't have preached that"? They know so-and-so is going to be offended by that sermon. Well, friend, God always addresses the need. Now, remember, these are supposed to be the people of the Lord, Johanan and these people. So why would God direct Jeremiah to not address the people who are present? The same people that sent him to God, and now he's coming back to them with a message from God. Now, God has sent a message with Jeremiah that they don't want to hear. And many times God gives the preacher a message that the world doesn't want to hear, nor do carnal Christians want to hear. But the truth is still, we must do our best to awaken a group that does not want to be awakened. Now, God not only sends them a direct answer, but we see next that God lets them know that He, that is God, is bigger than our problems. And we'll see that in verses 10 through 12. See, God gives His promises. Ours is to act and believe. Now, don't miss the situation here. The people who have come to the prophet of God are the people who are left. The overwhelming majority of people who were not taken into captivity were killed violently. This group represents what is left of true Israel in the land. Look at verse 10 here of Jeremiah 42. He says, "If ye will still abide in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up. For I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you." Now we see the word "if." If is a conditional word. Many times God will have conditions to His promise. He says, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." But the condition is, you must come to Him. So often, we read 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their sin and seek my face." Now, we don't realize what that humbling is and many times what the turning from the sin is. We think, well, if we just got down and we bowed and we prayed, that's all there is to it. Then you'll heal our land. No. There must be a true repentance. There must be a turning from your sin. There must be a humbling of yourself. And see, that's where we run into the fault. But God is making a promise here. He says, if you'll stay in this land, don't go to Egypt, stay right here, then I'm going to build you. I'm not going to pull you down. I'm going to plant you. I'm not going to pluck you up. I'm going to repent me of the evil that I've done to you. See, God's bigger than our problems. Now, God says the evil. It's not that God does evil, that God was evil in what He did, but the bad things that happened to the children of Israel was a result of their sin. And so God allowed it to happen through Nebuchadnezzar. He even called Nebuchadnezzar his servant because Nebuchadnezzar carried out the punishment God had determined on Israel. But now he's saying, hey, if you'll listen to me, if you'll obey me, I'm bigger than your problems, and I'll work things out for you. If someone tells you about a safe investment, but your investment cannot be touched for 10 years, they tell you, you must sit on it. But it will pay you big dividends in the long run. Now, if you know those folks to be good, they've done the same things themselves, it might be wise to make the investment. Well, God made an investment in you. He also became a man and left us an example that we should follow in his steps, as 1 Peter tells us. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. But he actually came here that he may be your way, truth, and life. He is an investment you can know about. But it means nothing until you actually invest. But understand, between the time you receive him as your Lord and Savior, there's a time between the commitment of yourself until we reach the streets of gold. The key is trust. God's making a promise. And the key is trust. Now, we have a dependable God because he is supreme, he's holy, he's omnipotent, and he's able to perform his will. He is powerful to accomplish his pledges. There's no power on earth, under the earth, or in the heavens can draw back his hand. The sun, the moon, the stars are obedient to his voice. The winds and the waves are subject to his will. He speaks, and the dead come forth. He utters his voice, and the sun stands still. I think of John 10:27-29. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And no man shall pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Oh, wow. That's a promise from Christ, from Almighty God himself, and he makes my salvation secure, so secure that the only way it can be lost if anybody is able to overpower God and pluck me out of his hand. So I can look into the distant vista of eternity, and I know all is well. It's so wonderful to have assurance that cannot be denied because it's in his word. My eternity and your eternity is fixed in the eternal promises of God through his word. What a blessing that is. Now, keep in mind, in our text, he is speaking to Jews, his people. And he says, I'll build and plant. Now, what you've got to understand is this. Building and planting takes time, does it not? The day comes when the building's completed. The day comes when the harvest time arrives. He says, I'll not pull you down, nor pluck you up. Now, friend, God does not lie. And this omnipotent, almighty God is able to do what he says, and he will, because he does not lie. God has admitted that he allowed this to come on his people. We know, and they know, it was for their sin. Well, God still works among the saved today in this way. For example, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 7 says this, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son. Despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And if ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? Now, look at that. He's telling you that God does chasten us. As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. John 1:12 tells us about receiving Christ. But as a son of God, we become his children. He's our father. That's why we read in Isaiah chapter 9 that his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, as well as the Prince of Peace, but the Everlasting Father. Well, he assumes his responsibility. He's a good father. And so he chastens us. He corrects us. As a matter of fact, where we read there, that it says that he chasteneth and scourgeth. Scourgeth means to flog with a whip. Sometimes that chastening is just the rebuke of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's things happen in our lives, whether it's our home, our job, and then sometimes God just has to spank us hard to try to get us back. Now, some people look at that, oh yeah, God is looking at us every moment to see if he can catch us doing something wrong. Usually people that say that are people that are usually doing something wrong every second. I am pleased that God is looking over me every second because he's also my protector. He is my refuge. I'm glad he's there every second. And I'm glad that he corrects me when I need correction because it will make my eternity better if I will simply heed his correction. Now, if these folks run to Egypt, which is a form of the world, they simply have not endured. I wonder, has the chastening and the things God has allowed to come to your life made you quit? Isn't it time to give God, instead of the devil, the benefit? Give him the benefit of any doubt you may have. You see, when we begin to doubt these promises of God, we are making a public testimony of our life that the promises of God are unbelievable as far as we are concerned, as simply by the choices we make. That's why people won't take a stand, because they don't think God is able to strengthen and sustain them in the fiery trials and persecutions that may come as a result. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.